K-State fam, how y'all doing? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily, Eddie Greer here with you guys. April 4th. Let me check that again. No, that's... Excuse me, April the 3rd. A day too quick. April 3rd, 2021. This is, again, the Triple P Podcast, all about K-State athletics here on this Easter weekend recording. A little bit after tip-off of the second game in the NCAA Final Four. Here right now, Baylor took care of Houston in a non-competitive game. Baylor jumped out on Houston and pretty much just dominated from start to finish there. I currently don't know what's going on with Gonzaga and UCLA. They just recently started, so I'll catch the rest of that here after I talk to y'all about this update. Baseball ends up splitting the series from Texas Tech, obviously bouncing back from a blowout loss last night in an opener. Tech whooped up on K-State 17-1, and again, they had their best pitcher on the mound, Jordan Wicks, who dropped his second game in a row, and is 0-2 in conference play. Brandon Birdsell had the win for the Red Raiders, but the offense here this afternoon got hot and rolled that hot offense to a 7-2 victory today over number 3 Texas Tech. Huge split for them, finally getting on the board actually in conference play for the first time here in 2021. Carson Seymour getting the win this afternoon for K-State. Meanwhile, Tyler Egbert, recorded the save, his fourth of the season as well. And once again, the long ball. K-State loves to play long ball here so far in 2021, and he got it from three different players. Again, Chris Caballos, or Sabellos, whatever you want to call it. Chris Caballos, another bomb. Dylan Phillips and Cameron Uslan all got home runs. The triple threat here on the Triple P Podcast. Huge win for them, considering they started off 0-4 when you count the losses, getting swept by Oklahoma State. They turn around and get whipped by Red Raiders. That was a huge response by Pete Hughes' team to this today here at Tony Family Stadium, folks. They needed that in the biggest way, and they handed Patrick Monte Everdy his first loss. I'm going to roll with it, folks. Hey, I'm going to roll with it. They gave him, Patrick M., his first loss for the Red Raiders this season. So he dropped to 5-1. Carson Seymour now evens up his record at 2-2. So that's a huge, huge win for them here this afternoon. Noon's game. Let me double check that real quick. I might be reading that wrong. I know they lost last night here. Let me double check that real quick. I know. Oh, I just had it up here for a time being. But absolutely, you got to love the resiliency from this baseball team here. As I'm going to pull it up right now. As I speak right now here, I know I just had it up earlier here. Let's see. Yeah, I'm doing double duty, folks. Yeah, let me check that, folks. So let me check that, folks. So all right, so I had the wrong score up here. Well, actually, that's the first game. So let me rewind it back, Cat fans. Let me rewind that back. So actually, they did play today. I got that right. They did play today. My head's been all over the place this afternoon. I apologize. All right, so let's recap it. All right, so the first game, Cats opening up with a 7-2 victory. Carson Seymour, well, the same thing. He got the win, 2-2 in the year. And last night, still they got whipped 17-1. So I got the days mixed up. Apologize about that. Then just literally about an hour ago, they wrapped up, or 2 hours ago. And how about K-State taking the series away from the number 3 team in the country, the Red Raiders, and handing them another loss in the series? They take the series away 10-4. That is the correct score, 10-4, this afternoon at Twin Family Stadium. Huge, huge for them as well. I don't have the post-game stats with me right now. But yeah, I had to go back and double-check that real quick and say, oh, that's the wrong date. My bad. Got the dates mixed up there a little bit. So, yep, but the main thing, Cat fans, we take the series away from the Red Raiders. Now they are huge. They are 2-4 in conference play. And if my memory states correct here, let me go back real quick here. I can do some quick math right here. They came in 0-3. They had to get it done here, and they did just that. Here, if my memory states correctly, 2 wins. They are now, if it's correct, 15-12, the unofficial record for K-State, and they now bump up to 2-4 in conference play. So, K-State, how about that? Baseball team getting it done here. They, like we talked about in the weekly, they had to at least get one. They got two. They got 2 wins. So, great job by PHU's squad here at home just before the Easter day, off day. Tomorrow, of course, is Easter Day. Tomorrow, Easter Sunday. Happy Easter once again to all of Wildcat K-State Nation. All right, real quick, a curveball was thrown in football today. They opened up the Bill Snyder Family Stadium for spring practice. Not the game. Of course, we know there will be no actual spring ball game. They opened up the practice today for K-State football. And there's a great showing and great job, K-State Nation. Good showing out there today. If I did not know about this until I got home before lunchtime, so I would have made the trip out there, but did not know about this till it was too late. But still, though, good job to the rest of you who attended the practice today. And it was a couple of good showings. Malik Knowles that I came across of Jarcadia Wright, and of course the highlight and more on this is going to be coming up on a future daily. I'm sure we're going to be talking about this with our special guest coming up this week on a new Purple Project Podcast Daily. The quarterback situation, Skylar Thompson, obviously QB1, but behind him the talk has ratcheted up a little bit with Will Howard and Jake Rubley, and a lot of discussion about Will Howard as how he's gotten a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger in the offseason, and a lot of raves about him already. So, like we talked about in past episodes, boy, somebody is going to transfer out. That's all I'm going to say, folks, and that's going to be a wrap on this edition of Triple P. Make sure you missed out on this week's episode 49. Go back and check it out. Go Cats! Big win for the Bat Cats over at Texas Tech. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.